This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Alpin.
Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com and NoBSCoachingAdvice.com. And this is episode 219 of Job Search Radio. Now, it's coming out on Friday, which is a day where a lot of firms extend offers. And I don't want you to feel pressured to saying yes, because you know, a lot of how you've been brought up to believe a negotiation should go is all wrong. It involves this win-win negotiation, which is the title of this show, says win-win means that you lose, because they're always going to be tough. They're never going to go namby-pamby into a negotiation, but they want you to do that. So hence this notion of a win-win negotiation. Hope you find the show helpful. I hope you don't make any rash moves. And I do hope you subscribe to this show and my other one, which is called No BS Job Search Advice Radio. That one's on Blog Talk Radio. It's also in iTunes and Stitcher. Subscribe to both of these shows. Give them 5 stars. It does help other people discover the show. And I also want to remind you, this is a great time to join JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. I've got curated information there that's going to help you find work. And with that, let's get going. In salary negotiation, I think many of us have been brought up to believe in the notion of a win-win negotiation. But corporations have been brought up to believe in a winning negotiation. Win-win really isn't part of their lexicon. Now, they may attempt to entrap the unsuspecting job hunter, supplier, and anyone else in this notion of win-win, but ultimately, what they're going to try and do is to get you to make concessions and them to do as few as possible. When you enter into the negotiation, in all probability, the last thing you should be talking about is salary. Why? Very simply. They're going to find it easy to make other types of secondary concessions because they're going to want you to concede on salary issues because, after all, look at all the stuff we gave up. There really is nothing that they're giving up. So when you get to the salary part, I want to encourage you to remember, this is not about you being a nice girl or a nice boy. It's about you getting as much as possible to get to your target. Because again, at the end of the day, when you go home, the company's still going to be around, but are you going to be satisfied with the salary that you negotiated? So you have to remember, number one, what number is going to cause you to walk away from the negotiation? Number two thing you did, actually, this is actually the number one thing to remember, is your job is to win. The person on the other side of the table is the representative of that firm who's there to get you to give up what you want. And you have to be prepared to use your one negotiating chip, which is the ability to stand up and walk away and say, no, I don't think this is a good deal for me, and make them circle back to you. Now, if they don't, remember, that indicates that there was no bargaining there anyway. So rather than waste your breath, again, start off with all the secondary stuff. When you get to the money, be conscious of what's going to cause you to walk away. And actually, if you need to do it, do it. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, come join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. There, I have curated information that I've developed and other people have developed that's designed to help you find work more quickly. It's articles, podcasts, videos. You know, it's all my books and guides to job hunting are there for one low price. And you can ask me questions about your search so that you don't make mistakes that prove costly. You know, the kind of things that make you hit yourself in the head and say, why did I say that? Or why did I do that? So again, join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. And by the way, if we aren't connected on LinkedIn. Send a connection request to me. My page there is linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love jobsearchcoachinghq.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's jobsearchcoachinghq.com.